Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Tipperelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Hi, this is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Tipperelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Boom.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Tipperelli on LiveParanormal.com.
Me and Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello. We're here at The Ghost Host with Sophia Tipperelli and weekly.
LiveParanormal.com.
Weekly. Weekly at LiveParanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRoffTours.com. You are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Tipperelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Tipperelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Congratulations to the ghost host, Sophia Tipperelli, for celebrating 7 years of broadcasting on LiveParanormal.com.
It is the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Tipperelli on LiveParanormal.com, where hands down it's the most unique paranormal broadcast. Sophia has been broadcasting here on this very network since she was 12 years old, so congratulations, Sophia, for celebrating coming up on 8 years of broadcasting here on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. Feel free to call into the show, 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606. And as well, feel free to jump into the LiveParanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to sign in, get yourself an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. Thank you, Rob Sarek, for providing this format each and every week here on Live Paranormal. And thank you to all of our moderators. Thank you guys for patching us through at live events when we had no internet feed, no connection, and for doing all of the work that you do for us and everyone, all the broadcasters here on Live Paranormal. Thank you guys so much for that. Paranormal investigative team founder coined it, the Real Haunted Housewife, Julia Siracusa, is joined by Vanessa Hogel of Threefold Paranormal. Julia, Vanessa, and Rachel have released a powerful documentary and paranormal investigation titled Fresh Kills in Search of Holly Ann Hughes regarding the Staten Island legend of Cropsey. We'll be discussing that during today's show. Everyone visit Facebook search Threefold Paranormal. That's the number three. So Threefold Paranormal, also at Threefold Paranormal. YouTube search for the documentary too as well under Threefold Paranormal Investigations and for Fresh Kills that is newly released. Upcoming next Saturday, we have Island Paranormal Society co-founder Ron Iacovetti will be on the program. That's the 13th. Also to Katrina Weidman. She's going to be returning on air to provide us with updates on the set while filming Travel Channel's upcoming series, Portals to Hell with Jack Osborne. So you don't want to miss this coming up. We're working out the logistics on that. And as a matter of fact, you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts if you're a fan of the field of the paranormal. So like the Ghost Host Sophia Temporally Live Paranormal Facebook fan page to learn about the guests as we learn of them real time. Also, like liveparanormal.com Facebook group page. A lot of great new paranormal investigative team member panel roundups on the weekends and new broadcasters added to the lineup too as well. Membership packages, they start as low as $2.99 a month. And Rob Sarek, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the audience. So if you become a member here on Live Paranormal, a lot of books by some of your favorite paranormal authors, all autographed, lithos, things of that type. Also, to support the vendors here on liveparanormal.com. Tonight on Live Paranormal, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghost Light Radio, as well as monthly Mondays right here, Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State and Psychic Kids, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhard, and many more right here on this very network. Archive shows, if you miss anything, they're available as free MP3 iTunes downloads on the homepage of liveparanormal.com. And here, let's bring on the ghost host. Let's see, let me find her in the queue here. Sophia, you there?
Hello.
Hi, Sophia. Congratulations. 7 years of broadcasting on this network, coming up on 8 years. You're doing a fantastic job. You've helped a lot of people in the field. Mom and Dad couldn't be prouder of you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been an incredible 8 years, and I can't wait to see what's next.
Yeah, you're doing a fantastic job. We have some phenomenal guests coming on today. But at first, where can we find you? Where you got all this social media stuff, this Instagram, all these other things you guys are doing these days. Where can we find you?
I'm on Instagram at Sophia Temporelli and Twitter at Sophia Temporelli with one L.
All right, Sophia, tell us about our guest today.
Today, we are joined by paranormal investigative team founders coined the Real Haunted Housewife, Julia Syracusa, and she is joined by Vanessa Hogel of Threefold Paranormal. Julia, Vanessa, and Rachel have released a powerful documentary and paranormal investigation of The Legend of Cropsey, available on their YouTube channel, and also Fresh Kills in Search of Holly Ann Hughes, which we will be discussing today on air. Unfortunately, Rachel Rodbell of Threefold Paranormal suffered a family loss yesterday, so we wish to extend her our deepest condolences to her and her family. Everyone, we have some great guests today, and visit Facebook Threefold Paranormal at Threefold Paranormal and YouTube Threefold Paranormal Investigations. Let's bring them into the show.
Okay, let's see here. I'm trying to unmute. Here we go. Julia, Vanessa, welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, thank you both so much for coming on today.
Well, thank you for having us. We're so excited.
Oh, yes.
To start off, please send our sympathies to Rachel and her family.
Absolutely.
Thank
you so much. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you both for coming on today. It's great to have you on and talk about all of the amazing investigations that you do.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah. Are you ready for us, Sophia?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, honey, where do you want to start?
To start off, can you tell us a little bit about how you founded Threefold Paranormal and how that kind of, what your individual roles are within the team?
Sure.
Julia.
Well, yes. Well, one day I was sitting in my living room with my husband and my friend, and the original documentary of Legend of Crosby came on, and things just started rushing back to me as, you know, remembrance of things when I was growing up as a child. And I said to my husband, I said, that's Holly Ann Hughes, that was my friend, and something just came over me, and I just started researching, and all these horrible memories of what happened when we were so young just came back, and I started researching, and I said to my husband, I got to go down there. I need to find out what happened. None of this made any sense. And I said, I can't do it alone. And I've known Vanessa for a while. She has done a lot of remote mm-hmm. viewing on my home. A lot of you might know me from I'm one of the homeowners of the Horsefly Chronicles home. It's a very well-known case. We've had hundreds of paranormal teams here. And so she's helped me a lot with a lot of the remote viewing, and I knew there was just one person that I wanted help with on this case that was so personal to me. And she said yes, and I said great, and she said the only thing is you got to wait a little bit. And I'm like, okay. So I waited, and it was well worth the wait. While we were waiting, you know, we were researching, and
mm-hmm.
like I originally knew, nothing made sense. This whole thing did not make sense. So that is basically how, and then Rachel, I started talking to on Facebook, and I found out that, you know, she's also from Staten Island, New York, and with a story of her own, and we started bonding, and I said, hey, do you want to help me? And she said,
mm-hmm.
yes. And then the three of us just became friends and became a team, and we just kept researching, and we were the perfect fit, which is very rare for three girls who have never met each other before in person.
Definitely.
So
it sounds like you formed a great team.
We did, and I have to say this before Vanessa comes on, the moment that we hit the ground, Staten Island, the bond between the three of us was just crazy. And let's face the facts, that, you know, women these days, they don't really, you know, they don't get along that well. You know, there's a lot mm-hmm. of cattiness. It wasn't like that with us. It was like we knew each other our entire lives, and it was just meant to be.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, that's definitely amazing.
Yeah, give
yeah.
Phil our best, too. We had him on, you know, promoting the Horsefly Chronicles, available
yep.
on Amazon.com, so I want to get that in there for Phil. But, yeah, give him our best.
Thank you. I will.
And I know earlier you were mentioning that this all kind of started when you saw a documentary on Holly Ann Hughes, who you knew as a child. Can you tell us a little bit, for those who don't know, the backstory of what happened with her?
Holly Ann Hughes was 7 years old when she disappeared in Port Richmond in Staten Island. Supposedly, well, what happened with Andre Rann was he was a drifter. You know, he kind of
mm-hmm.
kept to himself. He had a background of, you know, things that he's done. He spent, I think, 16 months in jail for, Vanessa, what was it? He spent 16 months in jail for
Of a 9-year-old girl.
Yeah, he was not a good guy,
mm-hmm.
and supposedly his aunt lived in the same apartment building that Holly Ann lived in, and you know we believe that they basically used him as a scapegoat for her disappearance.
But understand, Sophie, as we're saying that, we are not
mm-hmm.
in any way, shape, form, or fashion saying that he is an innocent man.
Yeah.
Not at all. This documentary was not to exonerate Andre Rann. It was to open up the line of communication between everybody in regards to the disappearance of not just Holly Ann, but of many other children and young adults and adults that have been in the five boroughs, but especially Staten Island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's six.
Everybody seems to want to focus on us trying to clear him, and that's not the case.
No. He's
yeah,
not a good
definitely.
He's not a good person.
I understand what you mean. I took law and forensics in high school, so I was able to study a few cases, not this one in particular, but, you know, there's so many facts, and you want to get the right person, even if the person that they have found to be a suspect is a bad person. You want the person that actually did the things that were the crime.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what we found, I'm going to jump in here real quick, what we found being in Staten Island was you would think that considering the fact that Holly Ann Hughes' body and many other bodies, aside from Holly Ann Hughes', only Jennifer Swaggart's was found. So you have many missing children, many missing young adults and adults that are loosely tied to Andre Rand based on myth, legend, and circumstance. And it's, you would think that people would want to actually know what happened. We had every door slammed in our face. We were followed by the cops. We were basically shunned at every turn. Nobody wanted to discuss this.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. Save one person who had ulterior motives in regards to our safety.
Yeah.
That's how dangerous this was.
It's a very hard road to go down, I think, for a lot of people to kind of relive those events and, you know, think about that a certain time period in their life when events like that were happening.
You would think so. And that makes a lot of sense, what you're saying. However, the funny thing is, the only people who have not spoken out publicly against us doing this are the family members. The people who you would think would be like, please don't dredge this up. Please don't bring all of this to the surface again. The pain is too much.
Exactly.
That has not been the case at all. In fact, they follow us silently.
Yeah.
Somebody doesn't want us looking into it, but it isn't the families.
Yeah, we actually have Holly Ann's brother in our group page.
Mm-hmm.
And although, you know, he hasn't responded to any of my messages, and I've reached out to him, but he's there and he's watching, and there has not been anything negative at all, like Vanessa said, from any of the family members.
That would make sense, you know, because they want the closure as much as you would like it for your childhood friends.
Absolutely, and I think they want the truth. I think when it comes down to it, that's what it all boils down to, is the truth. Not what is easier to swallow, but what is factual and real. And when you look at this particular case, especially with Holly Ann Hughes, this prosecution of Andre Rand for this crime happened a long time, decades after her disappearance, and only after he had already been, you know, tried and convicted for the kidnapping of Jennifer Swaggart. And when he was tried for Holly Ann's, it was around the time that he was going to be or supposedly be up for parole. So basically it was, no, we need to keep him in here a little bit longer. What else can we stick on it? And so they dredged up every eyewitness account they could of anyone who might have seen him in the vicinity at the time, but there's not one shred of physical evidence.
Now,
period.
And mind you, all of these people that came forward with, you know, stating that they've seen whatever they have seen, they were not credible witnesses. They were drug addicts. They were, you know, I hate to say it, but they were prostitutes. They were non-credible witnesses.
They were attention seekers.
Exactly.
It was actually stated by police that when a former alcoholic or drug addict quits doing whatever it is that they're doing, that all of a sudden they have this instant recall of their memory. No, they don't. Just going to throw that out there, Sophia. No, they don't. You know,
I think,
and that's what we ran into.
I think that's probably the hardest part of investigating two crimes is being able to find credible and like actual facts to be able to piece them together and create a story to be able to find out what happened in the end. You know, I studied in school walking down crime scenes and the procedure behind it and all of that. So, you know, with all of that combined, it's very hard to actually get evidence and, you know, find the facts, because with crimes, it's people most of the time try and cover up their crimes. So actually trying to figure out what's not a red herring and what is actually real is, I think, probably the most difficult part of it.
Well, and you bring up an exceptional point there, and we understand that at the time of Holly Ann's disappearance, that certain scientific capabilities were not easily accessible at that time, if even available at all. However, fingerprints were, you know, crime scene investigation, where if they found a hair, a piece of clothing, anything, that they would have at least documented it, cataloged it, and put it into an into an evidence bag and at least kept it in hopes of being able to find anything in the future. Holly Ann supposedly was put in to Andre Rand's car. Not one speck of physical evidence. This is a drifter, somebody who does not have a stable home, who is unclean. Nothing. No blood, no hair, no fibers of any kind, no fingerprints, nothing was found in his car.
That she was that in the car. Yeah. If she was in that car, something had to turn up.
Absolutely. That's a huge red flag. And you bring up a good point as far as finding anybody who might be able to give information that could be credible. Somebody reached out to Julia, and for legal reasons, we cannot state the name. Okay, but by now we've said this enough, they know exactly who we're talking about. Before we went to Staten Island, somebody reached out to Julia and asked for an interview. The only one to do that. And so, you know, we kind of got excited, didn't we, Julia?
I was really excited, especially because this person is very connected to the case. Like, he couldn't be more connected. Like, we're talking brother, sister connected, very connected.
To the prosecution of the case.
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and put it that way. Let us tell you real quick what happened with that interview that we were not allowed to audio tape or videotape. That was the one thing that this person said. Is that correct, Julia? That there could be no audio or video. Is that correct? Okay.
That's correct.
So we met this person on South Beach. They're Staten Island. We met them on South Beach. Very public place. Feels like you stepped back into the 80s. It's amazing. And we waited there for him to show up. And when he did, just going to go ahead and say when he did, at this point I don't care. Except for the legal part, I won't say the name. But other than that, I don't care. Come find me, dude.
Right.
We waited there on South Beach. He showed up, and he asked us a little bit of information, but not much. He was more impressed with himself in retelling tales of his vindictiveness, childhood mischief, hanging people out of windows at one of his jobs that dealt with patients.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
he was trying to scare us.
He tried to scare us. And we let him, because you have to give somebody like that a certain sense of security, that they can speak freely. And we're not stupid women by any stretch of the imagination. And so we kind of let him have a false sense of security. And then we asked him, we said, well, what would you say if we told you where Holly Ann Hughes was, where we feel she is? And he said, well, where is that? Me, Julie, and Rachel said it. We ain't afraid. We said, we believe she's in Fresh Hills, which was a dump, which is now a public park. He looked at us. His eyes got real big. And he says, no, she's not there. Then, he said, if you go to this place, which was some water tower, quite a distance away, he goes, I guarantee you'll find the bodies of these missing people there. Julia, Rachel, and I kind of looked at each other.
Whoa.
We're reeling him in. And we said, oh, okay. And so he keeps talking, telling us more tales, blowing up lockers in high school. You name it, he did it. If it could be frightening and scare three women, he was going to say it. Then we let in again, and we said, so you're saying that if we went there, we would find these bodies? Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can guarantee it. Keep in mind, this is quite a ways away. It's out away from people. And I said, well, did the police fully investigate these crimes? And he goes, oh, I can guarantee you they did. And Julia and Rachel and I kind of looked at each other, and I said, so explain to me how we could go someplace today and find the bodies of people that have been missing upwards of 36 years when the police, who apparently investigated, as you claim, and have been to the same location, could not do the same. Can you explain that to me, please?
Yeah, but we three girls were silent. Would be able to find her.
Yes, dead silence. You could have heard a pin drop on South Beach.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well,
and we go ahead, Julia.
Well, if we had listened to him and gone in that direction, I guarantee that we would not be here right now speaking to you.
I wouldn't have made it back to Oklahoma, I can tell you that.
We have been.
Oh, wow.
Let's talk about how we've been followed. While we were there, we were followed. We were harassed. We had people coming up to us. We had cops just scoping out our hotel room. It was, they did not want it. And I'm from Staten Island. We've had radio show hosts being threatened not to have us on.
Yep.
We have.
Whoa.
This is a very dangerous. A lot of people don't understand that this is a very dangerous case. Why is it so dangerous?
Mm-hmm.
What is being covered up? What is going on? That is the question.
And that's what should make people start to question.
Yeah. We had a horrible experience there. You know, cops, every corner that we're standing on, there's a cop. There's a cop in our hotel room. Where our hotel is, there's a cop right there. You know,
I was standing outside doing a live feed being watched.
Oh, wow.
It's unreal. And the thing is, Julia, Rachel, or myself didn't expect to go there and say, hey, guess what? We're amazing. We solved the case. We didn't expect that.
No.
All we ever wanted was for people to start questioning, because it became very real to us that what we were dealing with went higher than we could ever imagine.
Yeah.
It just did. And the only way that gets better is if people start talking.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I know there's websites where people actually still go over cold cases and try and piece together all of the clues who are just amateur sleuthers. So when you get talking about it, it brings more notoriety to an investigation for people like that to be able to put together pieces and try and help solve the case.
Absolutely. And the thing is, I think what scares people the most is in Staten Island or in anywhere, there's no statute of limitations on murder.
Yeah, not in New York City.
So that is, I mean, when you have statute of limitations on everything else, there's none on murder. And that is what frightens people. Let's face it, it's very similar to, you know, the assassination of JFK. There's a very real reason all the documentation pertaining to that didn't come out until 75 years after it happened. And that's because every single person that could have been involved in it would have been deceased.
Mm-hmm.
Really is that simple.
Yeah.
Nobody wants you talking because they can still go to prison.
And let's talk about Staten Island and actually what it was. The Verrazano Bridge was built in the 1960s. Before that bridge was built, this was a dumping ground for the mafia. Okay, This was a place where, I mean, Vanessa will tell you about all the, you know, spirits and everybody that was talking to her while we were investigating this case. This wasn't a great place. There's a lot of things down there. So who is involved in this whole thing?
That's the interesting thing about Staten Island is not only are you dealing with the current deceased that might be walking around there, you've got a slew of good fellas. It is the strange. I don't know if y'all know it. I'm a medium, and that's kind of what I do. And I mean, just walking down the street there, you got one on every corner, practically, and it's like the shh, no talking. You know, they don't want to sing like a canary. You know what I mean? And it's very, very, very interesting. It was one of the strangest places I've ever been, and I've been all over the world. And it was one of the strangest places I've ever been in regards to the layering of spirits how they communicate with somebody like myself, how they communicate with each other, those who were there that actually wanted to help, who were deceased. We got more help from the dead there than we did from the living. And that's sad.
Yeah, the deceased can definitely be helpful in, you know, solving crimes. I do know we have to take a quick commercial break, though, and we'll be right back with more questions.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And I'm trying to mute microphones there, too, at the same time. Today, fascinating case. My wife and I watched a documentary last night, too. You, too, can as well do it on YouTube. Search Threefold Paranormal Investigations. That's Threefold Paranormal Investigations, or by title, Fresh Kills, in search of Holly Ann Hughes. Today, our guest, the Real Haunted Housewife, Julia Siracusa, and is joined by Vanessa Hogel of Threefold Paranormal. And again, all of our sympathies going out to Rachel, the third member of the team as well, who can't make it on air today. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Feel free to call into the show as well, 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606. I'll be posting the number and all the links to our guest as well in the chat room. Feel free to jump into the chat room with our other members too as well. It only takes a second to sign in, get yourself an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. And we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Coast with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on liveparanormal.com.
Joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli, weekly 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Today we have paranormal investigative team founder coined the Real Haunted Housewife, Julia Siracusa, and joined also too as well, Vanessa Hogel of Threefold Paranormal. Everyone visit Facebook by search Threefold Paranormal, also at Threefold Paranormal, and YouTube search Threefold Paranormal Investigations for the title Fresh Kills in Search of Holly Ann Hughes. I'm trying to unmute everybody yet again. Bring everybody back into the studio here, and let's see, Sophia, Julia, and Vanessa, you're back on. Julia, Vanessa, do you feel something, or have you sensed anything when you, sometimes when we have psychics on, they sense something about Sophia when they hear her voice?
Yeah, Vanessa. Well, I'm not.
You really
medium,
want?
So.
Go ahead. You want me to go?
No. Yeah, you gotta go.
Okay. I was about to say, I mean, are you sure you really want me to say that on air?
Oh, if you
Sophia,
like.
Sophia, honey,
something...
you're stressed a little bit. Okay? I feel like you're being pulled in a lot of different directions. And it is, I'm not going to say it's wearing on you, but I do worry a little bit. I feel like you need to take a little bit of a break, maybe a little bit of a breather when you can, even if it's in between certain things, and do something a little creative that kind of takes your mind away from the different
mm-hmm.
stresses that you're having to do during the day. Okay, I don't know if you are into art at all, if you like sketching, sculpting, making jewelry, anything like that, but you need to do something more of a meditative practice, just at least once or twice a week, just to kind of clear the energy of the different people that you have on your show, because it's starting to weigh on you a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely can, yeah, that makes sense. I get stressed out easily, because I'm a young person still trying to figure out life, so, you know, just little
well,
things.
Well, it
like,
isn't,
very
and
stressful.
It's not so much you, it's the energy that you're having to accept by having so many different types of energy being exposed to you all the time. So,
mm-hmm.
Whenever we connect, whether it's verbally or physically, there's an exchange of energy. And so you have a lot of different people going to a lot of different locations, doing a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And when they come on your show, they're bringing that baggage with them. I actually cleansed before I did the show, so I wouldn't throw anything back on you.
Wow.
Hmm. Well, thank you.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. It's all good, love. It's all good. So I just didn't want to know if you wanted me to say that on air.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's okay. I completely understand. You know, I'm still, I just turned 20, so I'm still working on life and, you know, figuring out how to maneuver it. So the stress comes with it. Thank you.
And you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, I do one of these shows once a week, too. It's not easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely different from a normal route of life, being able to talk to so many different people in the field of the paranormal and learn so many new things. So it's really great, but yeah, it's definitely different sometimes, you know, talking to different people and just, you know, asking different questions. It can be a lot sometimes, but, you know, it's a lot of fun to do at the same time.
Mm-hmm. True story.
True.
Yeah, here we have two. We have we have a caller here, a 402 area code from
ahead.
Nebraska. Hi, 402 area code. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, this is Sharon. I was just
Sharon, hi, you're on with the Oh, go ahead. Oh, you're just listening.
Well, I wasn't sure if, you know, she was gonna have time to give any insight into my life or what's going on around me.
Oh, Julia or Vanessa, do you sense anything?
Right. Right.
Okay, I can tell you this, that there is, are you sure you want me to do this, honey? Okay. There is a particular situation that you're dealing with right now that I feel like there were three other people involved in, and I don't feel like you're being told 100% of what you, of the information that you should have in regards to make a proper decision, an educated decision. I feel like you're being pulled between one person and another, and the other person is the third person that's involved in it. Almost feels like they're straddling the fence and they're waiting to see what you do. And I don't know if that makes any sense or not, but it's this weird kind of tug of war thing. And I feel like it's actually it's causing you more distress than it should, because I don't feel like it's your problem. I feel like you're just being pulled into the center of it between three other people.
Hmm. Yeah, there's definitely stuff going on that I have. You know, I just know it's going on, and I don't know why.
But it's not yours. It's not yours, and you need to separate yourself from it, okay? You need to separate yourself from it. Yeah, there's a lot of negative energy that seems to be attached to at least one of the people, and I feel like what they're doing something to perpetrate that and to manifest that on their own, and if you don't back away from it, it's going to start to bleed onto you. It's kind of like what I did a YouTube video called Munchausen by Proxy and Paranormal Munchausen, and it's and the paranormal hypochondria. I actually did a whole YouTube video on this. And we run into people that deal with that, and we have to make sure that we don't partake or participate in it because it can tend to rub off on us. And you're kind of a little sponge. Huh?
Yeah,
go ahead, honey.
That's kind of what's – you're right. And that's kind of what's going on, but I don't know who it is. And I, you know, I just can feel it. And I
– Do you know how to shield?
No.
Are you on Facebook, honey?
Kind of.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. Because I get this a lot, so I'll actually do another YouTube video on it, and I'll do it tonight. So it'll be up tonight. Not right now, but I'll do a whole YouTube video on shielding. This is extremely important, especially for you and the area you live in, okay? And there's really something, it's almost like the area you live in also attracts that type of negative energy. So write this down, Vanessa Renee Hogel, that's R-E-N-E-E, and by tonight, I've got to finish writing this book, but by tonight, probably about 8 p.m., I will have it loaded up to YouTube. And it'll tell you from start to finish how I was taught to shield, how I shield now, and different things that you can do to deflect the negative energy, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
going to be killer. That's going to be key for you because you're a sponge, honey.
I know.
Wow.
Okay.
I know. Yeah.
Did that help at all?
Thanks. Well, it just confirms, you know, I mean, I know this is going on, but it is directed at me. And
I know, and I'm going to show you how to get rid of that, okay? At least deflect it.
That's
at least
great.
Deflect it, okay? So that I should have that on by 8 p.m. Oklahoma time. 8 p.m.
All
Oklahoma time. So 9 p.m.
Yeah.
your time tonight, okay?
No. All right.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Okay,
thank
honey.
You. You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. And Julie and Vanessa, is there a way people can contact you for readings too as well?
I do them. Technically, I'm retired because it just got to be too much because I have two jobs and my own radio show. I'm an author and an artist. But they can contact me through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or my YouTube page. And I get to people when I can. I actually lowered my rates to $25. How stupid was that? And it's I get to them when I can, and it's about an hour. But they can do that. It's just right now trying to finish my fourth book. It's a bit of a nightmare.
Right.
Trying to do that.
Juggling, balancing.
Yeah.
Speaking of abilities, you know, Vanessa, I know your first paranormal experience began before the age of two. Can you explain what happened in that?
Absolutely. My grandmother and I share a birthday, March 14th. I was born in 1972. I'm an old lady. And she died February 5th, 1974, before I was to turn two. And she was actually my first experience. She came to me, and I've told many people I'm very blessed that happened that way for me because that's not the case for everybody.
No,
I
not
didn't
for me.
Stay blessed, exactly. I didn't stay blessed. Life got crazy after that, but at least my initial exposure was good. And I think she did it because she knew what I was going to be walking into because this runs in my family. I just kind of got the mother load. So this goes back generations in my family. And I think she knew that I was going to be that one that just got stronger and stronger and stronger. And so she eased me into it, so to speak.
Well, that's great you were able to have, you know, that support, and that your family also had these abilities spanning back generations. So you kind of had the family ties to help you through.
You would love to think so. My family still doesn't approve of what I do. So the fact that I'm public about
it. That's the two of us.
Yes. Yep. They all have the abilities. Nobody wants anyone to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, it's kind of that situation. So, and don't get me wrong, Sophia, I love my family. I do. I've got a wonderful family. But I'm the psychedelic sheep of the family, okay? So my support actually comes from all my listeners, all my viewers, all my readers, and people that have reached out to me for over the years. I have people that have been following me on social media for 10 years. And I mean interacting and following me for 10 years. That's insane to me.
Yeah, you know, I definitely get how that is.
Yeah. I love them.
Well, that's great to have that support system, you know, through 10-year time. I mean, it's always great when people stick with you through that amount of time. But, Julia, I also know that you started developing your ability at a very young age. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how you kind of discovered that an ability was developing?
Yes. Well, I was about 5 years old, and I would start seeing this man in my childhood home. And he, unlike Vanessa, it was not a pleasant experience. He was not a nice man. He was angry. I remember him being tall with a hat, and he smelled, and I would see him all the time. It was a horrible experience. And then, you know, this happened. This went on until I was about maybe like 12 years old. And then I had a dream. My grandfather had passed when I was 9, and then around 12 years old, I had a dream. He came to me in my dream, and he told me, this man is never going to hurt you again, and one day you'll understand. And from that day on, I was blocked of everything until I was about 42 years old. And when I started planning events here at the Horsefly House, I started meeting amazing people in the field, and with the help of my husband, Phil Syracusa, I started to open up, and then it was just boom. And, you know, I used to think that maybe I was sad at first because I was like, well, all these years, you know, I could have helped people, there's so much that I missed, but now I'm looking at it in a different way. And, you know, maybe everything happens for a reason in life, and it could be a curse, because you start seeing things, and you start seeing people for who they really are. You start seeing things that you really don't want to see. And now my life is so different than what it was a few years ago, because I can, you know, see everything so much clearly now. And, you know, it could be a curse. You have to have a really strong mindset to deal with this stuff.
You really, really, really do.
Yeah.
I can relate to living in a house as a child with a mean ghost, too. My childhood home I grew up in, I had a spirit in my house, and he was not a nice ghost either. So it's definitely a one-of-a-kind experience, especially when you have a ghost that's not very nice.
Oh, yeah. I agree. This guy was not nice at all. He actually died in the house that my parents bought in Staten Island a few years before they bought it, and he was just a horrible, horrible man. And Vanessa knows, because the minute she saw the house that I grew up in, so she looked at me and she said, I'll never forget this, and she said, Julie, I am so sorry.
Yep.
Do you remember that, Vanessa? You're like,
oh, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
And oh, yeah.
It was horrible. But being blocked for so many years, I mean, maybe that was a gift, because who knows how I would have been able to handle that as a young kid.
It's not easy. It's not fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah. I think people glamorize it a little bit more than it actually is.
Yeah, it was a very, you know, scary experience. I had lived in the house since I was born, but I didn't really experience seeing anything, like seeing the ghost or anything, until I was between ages of, like, 9 and 11. So, I mean, it was kind of, you know, a point in my life where having a ghost follow you around just wasn't something that was fun. It was very scary because you feel kind of very vulnerable.
Exactly. No, I understand that very well. I have an attachment that's been with me many, many, many moons, and he's evil. He's evil, and there for the longest time, he took great pleasure in hurting me. And it wasn't until I wrote my last book that I was actually able to kind of get that to calm down. It was like exposing him took away some of the power. And hopefully that lasts. Because I can't get rid of him.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry you have that.
Thank you. Yeah, you do what you can.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, definitely. I know we're coming towards the end of the show, though. Are there any websites, upcoming interviews, or events that you would like to mention?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You go first, Julia, then I'll go.
Okay. You can follow me on my page, Julia Syracusa. I also have an Instagram account. You have to go on to Threefold Paranormal. If you haven't seen the documentary, you must see it. We have to give a shout-out to Gwen Clapper, the producer and editor of the documentary. She did an amazing job, and it was not easy for her because there was so much footage that, you know, she couldn't incorporate into the documentary. You can, and also Phil and I, we just got our own radio show. We're airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Paranormal King Network. So we're really excited about that. And that's it. Those are the ways you can find us. Find me.
Okay. And for me, same as Julia, I am on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and YouTube, all just under my name, nothing fancy. I also have a show with Mike Ricksecker on YouTube called Edge of the Rabbit Hole. It's on the Haunted Road Media channel. And that is, we have a lot of fun on that show. Bringing up Gwen Clapper again, she and I are teaming up in July to go to Ireland and film another documentary, with Gwen being the videographer this time, so there won't be programming issues as far as some of the footage goes. Anyone who wants to help us with that and become a part of the project, in the special thanks to section of the documentary that actually already has Hollywood interest, true story, you can go on my YouTube page, we'll go on Edge of the Rabbit Hole and see it. You can see the producer offer it to me. We were taking donations for that. Everything is sponsored already, but the flight, one of the main cases that we're going to be covering are the children of Tuam. And I have in my possession 800 names of children that were thrown in a sewage tank.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So we're a third of the way away from our goal. We leave in July, regardless, even if I have to take out a loan. And our housing, food, security, production, and transportation is already sponsored when we're in Ireland. And we leave July 25th, you know, regardless. But if anybody wants to be a part of that and be listed in this documentary that has a chance to be on Netflix, please go to my Facebook page. I will point you in the right direction as to where to donate, and it's all kept track of, and each individual personal organization will be listed in the credits of the documentary.
Wow.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for coming on today. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you, and thank you for
so
having
much.
Us.
Yeah, thank
and
you both so much.
And have a great rest
of
your weekend, guys.
Yeah, and give Phil our best, too, as well, Julia. And Gwen did do an amazing job on that documentary. I mean, it's amazing. She has a wraparound at the end. But fantastic show today, Sophia.
Definitely. They were such great guests. I want to thank everyone for listening today. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you, and I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. I want to remind everybody, too, you know, for Julia Siracusa, also Vanessa Hogel of Threefold Paranormal. Everyone visit Facebook by search, Threefold Paranormal. That's Threefold Paranormal at Threefold Paranormal. And YouTube search, Threefold Paranormal Investigations. Again, the documentary, Fresh Kills in Search of Holly Ann Hughes. Again, the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on Live Paranormal. Next week, we have Island Paranormal Society co-investigator Ron Iacovetti on the program. And it's a fantastic show we had today. Everybody, definitely check out the documentary video, and you don't want to miss it. It really, for my wife and I, we viewed it last night, and it's just amazing. It reminded us of the Legend of Cropsey documentary too. But a lot of unexplained missing persons and things surrounding that area. It really gets to the heart of it. Great show today, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Debbie at Xeon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.